أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذا علم من آياتنا شيئا اتخذها هزوا أولئك لهم عذاب مهين. The ayats, the verses before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had been speaking about those who have heard the verses of the Quran Kareem that was recited upon them, and then they persisted on their arrogant ways as though they did not hear a single word of the Quran Kareem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues and speaks about them. وَإِذَا عَلِمَ مِنْ آيَاتِنَا شَيْئًا. When they hear, when they come to know anything about our verses, they get any information, any knowledge about the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, اتَّخَذَهَا هُزُوَا, then they make a mockery of it. They begin to mock and ridicule the ayats of the Quran Kareem, the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Rabbul Izzah says regarding them, أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ, that for them is a disgraceful punishment, that in this world Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given them the Quran. If they had abided, Allah would have granted them izzat in this world, and Allah would have granted them izzat in the hereafter. But they squandered the opportunity of listening to the Quran, bringing iman in the Quran Kareem. So hence for them the punishment will be one of disgrace. مِن وَرَائِهِمْ جَهَنَّمْ. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that beyond them is the fire of Jahannam. Now here the word wara in Arabic means something that is behind. So in this life a person continues, he cannot see what lies ahead insofar as akhirat is concerned, because he has not brought iman. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses this word wara to show that they are totally oblivious of the fire of Jahannam. Some other commentators have also added on to this, it is as though the fire of Jahannam lingers behind them. That as they travel the journey of this life, minute by minute, second by second, the fire of Jahannam follows them throughout this life till they leave this world. May Allah Ta'ala safeguard us. وَلَا يُغْنِي عَنْهُمْ مَا كَسَبُوا شَيْئًا. And whatever they have earned will never be able to be of avail to them. In this world, they may have earned the glory of this world, the pomp of this world, the wealth of this world, even children in this world. But when it comes to the hereafter, none of this is going to be of any avail to them. وَلَا مَتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ. Neither those gods that they had taken, those bosom friends that they had taken, leaving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala aside, all that is not going to be of any avail to them, that they worship the gods of this world, the handmade, man-made gods. So how is all that going to help them in the fire of Jahannam? How is all of that going to help them on the day of Qiyamah? وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. And for them is a great punishment. In other words, the punishment will be of such a mighty nature that it will be absolutely unbearable. Allah comes back to the Quran very briefly, and Allah says, هَذَا هُدَى, that this is the real and true guidance. And for you and I also, we are looking for guidance in the different aspects of our lives, be it our domestic lives, our business lives, our earnings, our income, in whatever it is, هَذَا هُدَى, this is the guidance, the life of the Quran Kareem, the life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has rolled out and chalked out for us, right in front of us, but it is for us to understand, and it is for us to follow the Quran Kareem. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ. And those who disbelieve in the verses of their Rabb, in the verses of the Quran Kareem, لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مِنْ رِجْزٍ أَلِيمٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for them is a punishment. مِنْ رِجْزٍ also means a very painful punishment, and alimun also means a painful punishment. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is multiplying the punishment, that the adab of it will be from a punishment that is absolutely painful. If we can understand it in this way, that if we look at the threshold of pain in this world, that the greatest of pain that man could ever bear, and some have said all mankind altogether could ever bear, that will be the least of the pain of the fire of Jahannam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here has emphasized this pain upon pain, punishment upon punishment in this ayat, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows how great a sin it is in the eyes of Allah for a person to turn away from the Qur'an Kareem. At the beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken about His might and His power by way of showing us that Allah Rabbul Izzat is one. Here Allah Rabbul Izzat shows it to us in a different way, by way of Allah's ni'mats upon us. Allahu alladhi sakhkhara lakum al-bahar. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has subjugated the oceans for you, O insan. Now when we look at it, how much of control can we have over the oceans? But Allah has given us that much of control, لِتَجْرِيَ الْفُلْكُ فِيهِ بِأَمْرِ, so that the boats and the ships and the vessels will be able to sail upon it by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلِتَبْتَهُ مِنْ فَضْلِ, and so that you may search for the fadl and the grace of Allah, that the whole world is yours. Move your commodities, move your goods in the ships and containers from one country to the other, and search for the rizq and the sustenance of Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant it. Allah has made it so easy. And then others have also stated, وَلِتَبْتَهُ مِنْ فَضْلِ, that this ocean is not all about a person swimming at the shores. The ocean is not all about boats and the sailing of it. But within it also, Allah has kept great resources. Allah has kept great wealth and riches, richness for man. وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, so that you will become appreciative and thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ, and it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has subjugated for you whatever is in the skies and whatever is in the earth. You may not be able to move the sun, you may not be able to move the moon, you may not be able to bring light to it, you may not be able to bring darkness to it, but Allah Rabbul Izzat has fashioned it, designed it, structured it in such a way that you utilize all these ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for your own benefit. Whether you take the light of the sun and you use it to travel, whether you take the light of the sun and you use it for solar energy, whether you take the heat of the sun to use it for other things in your life, all of it Allah Rabbul Izzat has kept you free to use all of it. Jami'an min, all of this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna fi dhalika la ayat, certainly in that are very many signs. لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ, for that qawm, for that community who makes tafakkur, who reflects and ponders over these great ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.